Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm looking at this flyer that was just sent out, and it's a flyer of Kristi Noem, the governor from South Dakota, telling people to come into South Dakota because they have over 25,000 job openings. Huh. And it says, South Dakota is hiring. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, that's great. Everybody needs a job, right? Or at least those that really think that there's some sort of dignity in work, which there is. And that's found in 2 Thessalonians 3:8 or 3:10, sorry. And, of course, we understand that if we don't work, we don't eat. And we love to work. I love to work. If I'm not doing something, folks, I'm finding something to do because idle time is the devil's playground, and I'm not doing business there. And with that said, it's interesting they're putting flyers out saying come to South Dakota. Now, I've said this, and let's just go ahead and mark it down again, but I've said it several times, both Florida and South Dakota, they put themselves up as the righteous, they call themselves leaders, these governors do, in the United States of America, and the media's put them up in such a fashion that they're the good guys, and they always try to put them in a dark light, of course, or a bad position to cast into your minds that they're no good when, in fact, they're doing the right things, right? Well, the fact of the matter is both Kristi Noem and that of Governor DeSantis in Florida are heads of states right now that are honey traps. And you can go ahead and, again, mark it down. It is 2:09 p.m., Friday, August 8th, 2023. Go ahead and mark it down. I've said it before. I'm saying it again. This only, again, proves the point because when I peruse the Constitution, I cannot for the life of me. I just can't find it. And if you can, please do give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Do me a favor and show me in the Constitution where it shows me that those that serve we the people, they work for us, yet they're hiring us, they want you to believe, and we work for them. But what you need to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that there is no constitutional provision that tells us that government creates jobs or offers jobs. And I'm trying to figure out where this is coming from. And, of course, they're doing this because they're so emboldened because the people are ignorant of the facts, namely the Constitution. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Again, that's why we need to feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. Folks, ask Kristi Noem if you're in South Dakota, or if you look at her in a good light, just go ahead and read the Constitution, give me a call live, and rebuke me, or correct me, instruct me, 2 Timothy 3:16, in front of 159 audiences throughout the United States of America, okay? Because this is unconstitutional. South Dakota is hiring. They work for us. We do not work for them. And again, remember, it's a honey trap. Again, mark my words. A honey trap is a formal scheme in which a victim is lured into a compromised situation to provide an opportunity of blackmail. There's a reason Florida is being painted as the state to go to, just like that of South Dakota. And if you do your homework the way that we have concerning Kristi Noem and Mr. DeSantis in Florida, you're going to find out, folks, there is no difference between these two and the rest of them. The difference is they've sold themselves in a more deceitful manner than others have, trying to convince you that they are actually workers of the light rather than the darkness. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. The Lord told us to beware of this. We've had people on several times from the state of South Dakota telling you the truth about this woman who tries to sell herself as a fighter of your freedoms, when the opposite is the truth when it comes to the fruit. Matthew 7:16. Also want to let you know, you heard during the break, this is live radio, so we're just covering some of the topics here that we just heard, and we're telling you the truth and shooting down the lies. That's what the anointing does. It breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. And what we're doing is we're reproving the works of darkness. You just heard about how the whole lottery is just at an astronomical number today. Folks, you do know that all of this gambling that's taking place across the boards used to be illegal in this country. When the Lord said, thou shalt not covet, it's the 10th commandment, Exodus 20, there's a reason that he said, thou shalt not covet. And the bottom line is when people are sold at the table of gambling by the state, you might want to ask the question, why it is that the mainstream media, again, the useful idiots and the propagandists that are behind the cameras are trying to sell you that this new lottery has just hit astronomical numbers, and why it's so important that they have to convey that message to you. Because the more money that they give away, keep in mind, nobody profits from the winners of the lotto or the lotteries more than the state does. They take almost 40 to 45% of every lottery that's won. So the question that needs to be begged here is, who's profiting from the winners more than the state? Nobody is. Absolutely nobody is, friends. We got to pay attention as to how we're being played. We are the little pawns on the table that are being played by the powers that are tolerated. And until we, again, get back to the Word of God and understand the do's and don'ts of the Lord gave the law because He loves, not hates, they are there to warn us. Read Psalm 19:11. By them thy servant is warned. From what? To stay away from being played by the workings of ill men and the dupes of ill men, and nobody likes to play the fool. And I think the bottom line that I'm trying to convey more than anything is, I don't like to be lied to, and I'm going to tell you this, I don't like you being lied to neither, and that's why we're going to continuously highlight the things that we highlight over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, always in reference to the Word of God that brings the answer in the U.S. Constitution. If you want to know why or how a stick is crooked, lay a straight one next to it, and that's what we're constantly doing concerning the many voices that are being promulgated throughout the United States of America. We need to hold to the Word. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here, but if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top of that page. Subscribe to that page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You know what, folks? I got to tell you, I hate saying it. And when I say I hate saying it, I really do hate saying it. Because to say I told you so, it's almost like slapping somebody down. And that's never, never, ever what's behind me saying I told you so. In a lot of ways, it looks prideful. It looks arrogant. It looks cocky, right? That's not why I'm saying I told you so. I'm just saying it to confirm as if the Lord needed my help, right? Because he's not going to be straight, and the Holy Ghost is going to have his way regardless of who tries to put a stop or the kibosh on the works of the Lord. It's just not going to happen. Never has, never will. But oftentimes when you hear people say, I told you so, it's almost like they're waiting to set you up to say, I told you so, when you fall. That's not my objective. It never is my objective. So when I say, I told you so, I really do hate saying that because it sounds self-righteous. Self-righteous people are those that stand out in reference to themselves rather than the Word of God. And that is the best definition I ever heard of it in all of my life. And I thank you for the Holy Ghost because he's the one that gives you those revelations, just like that one. Self-righteous is when you're trying to stand in your own righteousness rather than the Word of God and his righteousness. And we don't do that here. We hold to the Word. And that's why we continuously hold to the Word of God, because he is right. And if I'm preaching his Word, it's always about him and his righteousness through us, ambassadors that are sent to seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. Okay, cool. Just wanted to make clear. So here's one of those I told you so's, okay? So now you know as to how I'm conveying this anyways. Remember I told you a long time ago, speaking of Christine Noem, and I didn't know this until I just pulled this up. Isn't it interesting tracking the 2024 presidential candidates? This is brand new, and it's important that you pay attention to this, because these are the ones that are being put up for the American people, okay? And you all know this, but check this out. Okay, so you have Donald Trump, okay? I'll get to him in a moment. You have Nikki Haley, who just jumped on the climate change cult train. So did, by the way, Ron DeSantis. He's on the whole climate change. Hey, folks, whatever the globalists say, just give it a little time. The politicians will be saying the same thing, and it shows you who they're working for. Then we have this guy, Ramaswamy. He's another guy. He's another establishment guy, regardless of how smart you think he is. And also keep in mind, this is the mainstream media putting these candidates up while ignoring the thousand other presidential candidates that you didn't hear a word from. These are the ones they want you to hear from. Donald Trump, Nikki Haley, Mr. Ramaswamy, Perry Johnson, Larry Elder, Asa Hutchinson, Tim Scott. These are the Republican candidates that have declared their 2024 presidencies, okay? Then you have Ron DeSantis. I told you so 3 years ago. They were going to push him. Was I right? That was the Holy Ghost, folks. Christie, he's a sick joker, but these are all establishment guys that they want you to hear about. Mike Pence, creepy Mike Pence. Then you have Doug Burgum. I'm sorry, I can't really see him. Burgum, that's right. Francis Suarez, I can't even see his last name. Suarez. And then we have Will Hurd. Forgive me, folks, I just can't see it, okay? Those are the presidential candidates the mainstream media is pushing. Outside of a couple of them, you already know who they are, right? And didn't I tell you that none other than Ron DeSantis is going to be pushed as the president a long time ago? Didn't I tell you that? Yep, I did. And didn't I tell you also who would be in the mix? Kristi Noem. And guess who's in the mix? Kristi Noem. And again, folks, you need to pay attention. And the reason I'm telling you to pay attention is because these are the people that they want you to hear about. Now, when you go to the Democratic side, again, if you're new here, there is no such thing as a Democratic Party constitutionally or a Republican Party constitutionally or reference to the other 99 unconstitutional parties. They don't exist. We're a constitutional republic. Read for yourselves. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Article 4, Section 4. Now, when you go to what they call the Democrats, right, you have treason. Is Joe Biden, who's in the People's White House by fraud and voter fraud. We all know this. He's also committed the act of treason. Now he's trying to protect his little drug head kid, right? Okay, then we have Mary Ann Williamson and then R.F. Kennedy Jr. Wow, that's pretty crazy. These are the only, I want you to look at this, social media platforms. These are the only ones, you should be offended by this, Americans. These are the only ones that they're giving voice to, the mainstream media. And every single one of them are establishment candidates. They're all a part of the same team. There's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Hey, folks, if there was, if the Republicans are the good guys, then why do we have bad guys? The bad guys are the fruit of what you call the good guys today. And what we like to say here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. There is no difference. These two unconstitutional parties and these said candidates that are being presented to the American people as a presidential option, keep in mind, friends, they're two wings on the same bird, right? Here, let me prove the point. Okay, and also remember, Jesus said, divide and conquer. And that's what they're always doing. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, read it. Okay, when you go to Ballotpedia, I got a lot of people coming back after me and saying, Bradley, I did not know that until you showed me this. That's why you need to take these shows every morning and every afternoon on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and you need to share them to no end. Make people aware of what's going on here. Everybody's complaining about the establishment. I'm showing you right now the mainstream media is only putting up the establishment candidates as your options. And then you're so desensitized to believe that you have to pick of the lesser of two evils. No, you don't. Hey, folks, when did Donald Trump or Joe Biden become the standard? No. Our standard is Christ Jesus. We have no king but King Jesus. Law is our standard. I do a whole show on this, folks. I'm still, after 20 years of being on radio, I'm still waiting for someone to call in and to correct my theology here, friends, because I have everything on standby for anybody that wants to go ahead and test their steel to tell me who we are not when all the well I know who we are. We are one nation under God. We are premised. based on something called common law, ecclesiastical law, canon law, God's Torah, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. Whoa! Right? That's the standard. The lawgiver's the standard. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. Hey, folks, they don't have a right to tear down the Constitution and create it and make it in their own image, their own devilish selves, friends, John 8:44? No. They're just trying to get you dummied down so much that you'll actually accept to Joe Biden. And guess what? The American people accepted the clown, didn't they? Yep. Well, you say, no, we haven't accepted him. Then why is he still in the people's White House? You have every lawful reason to take him out lawfully. And it's interesting how you have those other establishment guys doing nothing but grilling everybody else but the people that they should be grilling and holding lawfully accountable to the crimes that they have committed. Okay? Just mark my words, friends. Justice guards our liberties, and Americans, you are putting yourself in a position where it doesn't matter to you because you're not mandating justice, which guards our liberties. Look at this. This is Ballotpedia. Now, and I want to show you this again. I'm just keeping everybody up to par. If you've seen this before, this is brand new, okay? I'm just keeping everybody up to par as to all the other options that are out there that you haven't heard of from the mainstream media, okay? So I'm going now, and I'm going to roll this out for the next minute or two and just show you all the names of those that have thrown their hat in for the 2024 presidential election. And again, Americans, you haven't heard a word from a one of them. Why? Because they're not establishment jokers. They're not the clowns in the circus of politics. They're not a part of the dog and pony show, friends. I'm still scrolling. Has anybody heard of Clifford Griffin? Anybody ever heard of Daniel Berman? Anybody ever heard of Dan Knight? Anybody heard of David Dunlap? Oh, folks, I'm just going on here. I'm just going on here. Anybody heard of Debbie Wilson or Dennis Mullins? Nope, these are all names you've never heard of before, friends, because they don't want you to hear of them. And people actually have the audacity to believe that Donald Trump is going to make America great again on his second term when he did just the exact opposite during his first term. Hey, folks, he's a team player. And I want to say this for all those that are just joining us now. I know there's a lot of ignorant people that want to keep their head in the sand. You are a part of the problem. Just want to make sure you all understand that you are a part of the problem. You're the ones drinking the Kool-Aid, going along with the system that's not being changed yet. You're decrying change, yet you want to keep doing the same things over and over again and get the same results. And then you sit back and have the audacity to ask the question why you're still getting the same results. By the way, friends, I'm still scrolling name after name after name. Name after name of presidential candidates for 2024, and you haven't heard a word from a one of them. If this doesn't scare you straight, nothing will. Hey, folks, Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Isn't that what they do with the likes of a Donald Trump? They create him out to be America's man as if he's the standard. Nope. The law is the standard. Still scrolling on Ballotpedia of all the names you never heard of, Americans.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection shows illegal crossings jumped over 30% last month. South Carolina Senator and 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Tim Scott touts his policies on Fox News and says a crisis on the border is preventable.
If we finish the wall, use technology, fire Joe Biden, and hire me, I will be the president that finishes the wall and takes seriously the opportunity to save tens of thousands of Americans from the drug of fentanyl.
The economy added 187,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than many economists were projecting. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is set to be just over $1.2 billion. Tim Berg, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You know what? I don't want to give any undue attention to what's already going out there because I'm trying to show the people what is in fact happening here. And I'm just doing my best to think for them. And that's probably why people listen, right? But yesterday I seen a post. And yes, there's still people that are caught up into this little charade between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And they don't understand that Donald Trump is the fall guy for all of his worshipers. The indictment's not against him, it's against his followers, okay? Because they want the people to believe, well, if we can do this to Donald Trump, then we can do this to anybody we want. What do you think January 6th was all about? That's why you don't stand down to this. You have the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, friends. January 6th, they had a right to be there. And there's a lot of people in jail right now, and the American people are giving the government a pass to go ahead and throw in jail whoever they want to. That is not a good signal to send to your employees. And remind yourselves that they work for you. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, period. Okay. So somebody said, you know what? Donald Trump, he's the only guy that never asked us for any money. He said he would, you know, he just waived the $400,000 a year as the president of the United States of America. Oh, my goodness, man. He deserves all the accolade that we could possibly give him, right? No, not at all. Hey, this is brand new. Trump's already raised $34 million from his worshipers, Acts 12:21. This is the voice of a God and not a man. Folks, are you really this ignorant? To keep going on with this clown, and he is a clown. I've told you before, we're broadcasting in 159 cities. His little inner circle will not get on this radio program with me. As a matter of fact, Mike Lindell, it's been told to me from the person that stands as the mediator between me and them that he's already got a flag on making sure that he does not go on your show. Why is that, friends? Because I would ask real questions. Now, if Don Jr. or Donald Trump ever wanted to jump on the radio, I'd do the same thing. See, what he likes is he likes people kissing up to him, not this boy. I don't care who it is. The only person that I'm ever going to bow these knees to, that is to my big brother. And his name is Jesus Christ. He deserves all of us bowing, and we're going to bow one way or another, regardless if we like it or not. I will willfully bow to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay? I will not bow to a man that continuously strips the people that worship him of their God-given rights through deceptive measures. Okay? And I'm not going to tell them that I'm going to go ahead and waive the $400,000 and then sleight of hand go over here and then raise $34 million. And people can't put two and two together. I know that's, again, the reason I'm on the radio show. During his second reelection cycle, right, for the presidency, when he was warring against Joe Biden, right, as if to suggest that people put up Joe Biden in this position, did you know that Donald Trump raised $125 million for his reelection? Yes, there is a lot of stupid people out there. Matter of fact, I'm seeing them right now because I can watch the live feed. In the middle of that minute, I start to tear down their eyes. Donald Trump, then what they do is they begin to fade away. Yes, there's people that are still doing the same things. They purposely put their fingers over their eyeballs because they don't want the truth. They want to believe that somebody's going to do for them the opposite of what, in fact, he is doing for them right now. They want him to keep his word, but that's not at all what he's doing. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Everybody good with that? Good. If you want to call in, I would love for one of you useful stooges out there to give me a call that's still trying to blow the Trump for Donald. Because you are played as a dupe by ill-designing men, Ephesians 4:14. And I have to tell you, friends, I am embarrassed for you at this point. Go ahead and test your steel, 1-866-582-9933. Matter of fact, yes, just this morning I told, and I'm saying this to my friends here, my social media platform friends, I just posted this morning idolatry, and then I put, if many of you people would spend as much time in the Word of God as you do attempting to justify Donald Trump in his lies, you might have a chance at national recovery. Oh, how true is it? If you could only get past your little idol, Donald Trump, and I'm embarrassed for you, I truly am, that you're still not paying attention to the fruit hanging on his corrupt branches. Folks, I got to tell you, if you would get past the lies by reading the Word of God, you just might have a chance at saving your country. But you're still caught up into the same old, same old. Even standing in the face of me showing you that there's over 1,000 other presidential candidates, and the only ones that you're hearing about are the ones that the mainstream media wants to produce. Can anybody help you? How do you help a people that don't help themselves? The Bible tells us in Jonah 2:8, what does it say? It says, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. How do you show mercy to a people that reject the truth? You can't. They're set for judgment, and they've done it all on their own. Now what I want to do is I want to go over and show you a little something that I've been paying attention to, and I've seen this for years, and I've known this because I've seen enough of them. I got one local senator here who's avoiding me like the plague because he knows what I'm telling you is right constitutionally, and I see their play. I see their compromise. I see how diplomatic they are, and folks, I got to tell you, the best that you have in this country is the very reason that you are in the position that you're in today, because you allow them to be only so good. Which means, and it tells me, that you must be okay with the evil that is prevailing throughout the land because of what you tolerate by the good guy that's given to you as the option. Well, if you really pull the curtain back just a little bit, I'm going to do that for you right now. I want to show you what you're dealing with. And I don't care if it's who it is in the halls of government, okay? They all swore to uphold the Constitution. That's not what they're doing. They think that they're above the law. And let me stop right there, because this is what I want you to see. This is a traffic stop of a state senator, and I want you to pay attention to his attitude, and there's a couple of these. This is what you're putting up with, friends. They think that they are impervious to the very laws that they swore to uphold. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23.
Corporal in the Fayette County town of Tyrone walked up to a pickup truck and heard this.
I pay my bills. Okay. I'm state senator. I'm not stupid.
I pay my bills, the individual said that got pulled over by the police officer. He said, I'm a state senator, and he said, I'm not stupid.
The state senator was Marty Harbin, a Republican best known for sponsoring a controversial religious freedom bill last year. He'd been pulled over by another officer for having an expired tag.
I posted over 30 days of an expiration of the vehicle.
Who told Harbin the truck would have to be towed away.
Are you serious with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious with me, said the congressman.
Within 10 seconds, the police body cam video shows Harbin promising to call the town's mayor.
I won't call Eric Dow, but I'll call the rest of them. But I pay my bills. This will not go over well.
Look at that. This will not go over well. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Isn't this a guy that's supposed to be magnifying the laws against the against crime, regardless of how petty? Isn't that true? See why nothing gets done? Because the people give this a pass. This guy is saying, I'm going to call. A congressman is saying, after he gets pulled over for expired tabs, and the police officer says, I have to tow the vehicle. What did the congressman say? Are you serious? I'm going to call the mayor. Are you serious? You're really going to do this to me? Listen to what's going on. Folks, this is who they are. This is corruption. This is me pulling the curtain back and showing you exactly what many of them are. Listen, if they're not standing against sin or crime, it's because they're guilty of it. This guy thinks he's above the law. Again, look.
You can talk to everybody in the department, the car's going to be impounded.
Harbin was surprised.
And then the police said to him, in doing his job, I commend this police officer. He said, you can go ahead and talk to everybody in the department. I'm impounding your car. Good for him. Good for him.
That the law allows police to impound a vehicle with an expired tag. After a few minutes
look
and a few phone calls, Harbin adjusted his focus.
Because I'm going to take this and I'm going to the state.
I'm going to adjust this and I'm going to take this to the state, and we're going to change the law. So what are they going to do? They're going to lower the law because the corrupt politicians don't like the law being applied to them in their crimes. This is why it's so important that we need good men in office. We don't need to change common law, friends. We don't need 10,000 policies which undermine the Ten Commandments that God has bestowed upon us. We need good men in office enforcing the laws that God gave, right? But this clown, again, we're going to change the law.
In January, Senator Harbin introduced a bill that would allow motorists to drive away from expired tag violations. The measure passed the Senate last week, though Harbin kept quiet about the bill's personal origin.
Did this happen to you?
But he owned
what
up to it.
What a corrupt,
comfortably
joker.
I've kept that out of it, but because I think it's not about me. It's about my people.
It's not about me. It's about my people. So what is he doing? He's teaching his constituents to break the law just like him. Let me remind you, friends, of something I said earlier. He is not the standard. The law is the standard.
That I represent.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave, you know what? This is the problem.
Harbin says the traffic stop gave him first-hand experience with what
this,
he called a ludicrous law.
You're not the only one this happens to.
But I'm just saying,
it's not like we're picking on you.
The law is wrong in that respect.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at
that's
you.
That's what I mean. We can't change the law. That's you.
Harbin's truck.
Okay, so isn't it interesting, friends, that he said he wanted to change the law, and he's going to change the law. The police officer said, we're not picking on you. He said, we're not here to change the law. This congressman said, well, I can. Goodness, are you paying attention, folks?
Got impounded.
Here's the problem.
Bill is headed to the House of Representatives.
So what does he do?
11
because the law was enforced against him. He wants to change the law. Hey, by the way, what about the hundreds of thousands that were tagged with the same crime prior to that? Did he have a care about them? Absolutely not. Though he said it was about his people, it wasn't. It was about him and his crooked self. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I just showed you a congressman who did not like the fact that the police officer was actually doing his job. Oh, I got so many of these videos just stacking up over here, friends, that it's just so offensive. It honestly is. Here, I'll do this one for you next. This is another congressman, and I want you to see their attitude when they're pulled
over for an all-in-one tool for
by the police, okay, and how they, again, think that they're above the law. You ready for this? Here we go. Here we go. Watch this one. Listen to this guy. Okay, here's another police officer doing her job.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, sir? Officer Duncan, sir, is that a police department? You're on audio and video recording. The reason for the stop, you were observed going 57 and 40, and you were on your phone texting while you were doing that. That was at Euclid and Fruitville. I'm not pointing at you. I'm pointing in the direction where it was. Go right ahead, sir. Can I see you later? Yes, sir.
Okay, so he said he's just going to go ahead and take you to the chief, right? This is a congressman, Martin Hyde. And then what he does is he begins to threaten her for doing her job.
Okay? License, registration, insurance, please.
You're going to do this, he says? Incredible. Look at him. Look at the arrogance, friends.
I'm sorry?
He's threatening her. because she pulled him over for being on the phone and speeding.
What's your name?
Officer Sebastian is going to be on the citation. Can I see your insurance registration? Sir, can I have
your paperwork?
7 years, sir.
Yeah, look at the arrogance, friends. This is just over the top.
You're not going to
get
your registration, sir. I'm asking you if you're going to produce me with your registration. You don't have it on you?
He's getting angry. These are your representatives, friends. This is why you're in trouble today. Look at the arrogance, okay?
Okay, sir, to produce your registration.
Okay, so she keeps pressing, dropping the gavel.
Sir, because you were speeding and you were...
He said, why are you doing this? I want you to consider this, friends. Truth be told, friends, a lot of these politicians are playing a dangerous, dangerous game. They truly are. I want to show you how stupid this gets in just a moment. I'm, as you know, I have a lot of friends that are police, sheriffs, state troopers, military cops. I do. And every one of them, they're awesome guys. They totally agree with what we're promulgating, what we're broadcasting, what we're sharing with you right now in magnifying the laws. And they don't think that they're above the law like what you've seen here. And by the way, I didn't cherry pick this. There are strings of these videos of your said representatives thinking that they are above the law when the law applies to them. And that's their whole purpose. They're to represent the law and the people and protecting the people by magnifying that law, Isaiah 42:41. This is insane. I want to go over to a sheriff, and I want to show you this guy. This was an Inside Edition piece where this police officer gets pulled over, man. And I'm telling you what. You know, this guy, how many tickets he must have in his career given to people over the years, and now he's the sheriff, and now that law applies to him. Well, let's see how he responds to the law being enforced against him. He's pulled over. He says to the police officer, I'm the sheriff. He says, I'm not giving you my license. I'm not making it up. This is what he said.
When a police officer pulled over a black truck for speeding, he was probably not expecting this awkward encounter with Sheriff Chris Bryant of Carter County, Oklahoma.
Good afternoon. I'm Officer Henry with the local police department. The reason I was stopped today is because I clocked you 37 and 25.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I get your driver's license real quick, Mr. Bryant?
You really want my driver's license?
I just want to look at it.
Huh?
I'm the
sheriff. I'm not giving you my license.
He said, you really want my license? He goes, I'm the sheriff. And then he says to the police officer, I'm not giving you my license.
The Wilson police officer.
How the law applies to everybody else, us peasants? This is not American government. This is corruption. This is just one layer of the onion. If this sheriff, these congressmen that I've highlighted thus far, are this offended with the smallest of offenses, what is it that they must be guilty of? Oh, you can take it there. Don't say that's speculation. It's not at all. You can say I'm reaching. That's not reaching at all. If the guy's going 12 miles over the speed limit, don't you think that within himself that he has to apply it to himself before he can apply it to somebody else? Because until he practices what he preaches, guess what? He's not going to be able to tolerate the fire. And guess what you're seeing right here, friends? He can't handle a little flame. What am I equating that to? Well, preachers are called to be ministers of the flames of fire, right? Those that bring the fire must endure the flame. This guy can't endure the flame. That's what I'm saying. Let's go on with this guy.
Sir starts to walk away, but asks Sheriff Bryant to stay where he is.
Sit down for me real quick.
At that point, Bryant gets out of the pickup truck, which police say is an unmarked county-issued vehicle.
Do you realize I'm the sheriff of this county? Hey, by the way, friends, how many people have been shot down by police for doing what this sheriff just did? That's another thing to contemplate. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm the sheriff of this county. All right?
Okay.
You pulled me over. You made your contact. You want to give me a ticket?
I mean, I wasn't going to. I was just going to make sure you had your driver's license.
I got my driver's license.
I was just asking to look at it, and then I was going to send you on about your day.
Bryant.
Okay, so there you have that. Pretty arrogant, you think? Hey, folks, so if you see that you're dealing with someone that's irrational, that has a badge on, or they're said representatives, and you're trying to figure out why nothing gets done, I think I'm helping you understand that now. Because they have no regard for the law that they promised to uphold. There's no excuse for this sort of behavior in any sense of the word. Okay, so now what I want to show you is how stupid this can get. Just put two cops, one cop pulling over another cop, threatening to arrest this cop, and then it turns into the cop that's getting pulled over threatens to arrest the next cop. I mean, these are like little kids, and what's scary, these are the ones that are responsible for raising up the next generation. No wonder why so many people are confused. Read Daniel 9:27 when you get a moment. Let's go ahead and watch this little fiasco, okay? Okay, so he's walking up to his car. Police officer is. I'm sorry. I already got that one. I got to get the other one where they're both going after each other because it's comical to say the least. What happened to those guys? I got to get that one because that's where it really starts to get fun. Here it is, folks. Sorry about that. Had the wrong one.
Inside the city or out here?
Just right here.
Okay. You get on my traffic stop again, I will arrest you.
Yeah, I'll arrest you.
I'll arrest you. No, you arrest me. Look at this.
Do it at. Do it, Earth.
Go for it.
Do it. There's cameras at Valero, and there's cameras at NASA that see you pulled out.
Shut your mouth.
You don't talk to me like that. I'm not your boy.
Talk to you, boy.
Thank you.
This is two cops that both think that they're... Well, actually, the one guy's just doing his job.
Thank you.
Okay, now let me just ask you this. If that would have been one of us peasants, okay, I can be there. Hey, folks, that's where they mean to put us. But they're below us because they work for us. We're their employers. They're our employees. Okay, they just forgot where they came from. They forgot what their duties are, right? Did you just see what I just seen? One cop doing his job, and then the other getting out, threatening the other cop to arrest him as well. What is this about? It's about law enforcement. How is it that that law applies to all of us but them? The last video that I just showed you, if I was to talk to a law enforcement officer in such a fashion that that sheriff just talked to the police officer that was pulling him over, hey folks, there would have been backup right on the spot. I'd have been arrested, no question about it, and I'd have probably did some jail time. Doesn't that same law apply to them? Oh, did you know that, folks, the enumerated laws actually teach us they're held to a higher account of law? Did you know that? Americans, did you hear what I said? Because they're the responsible party. They've been put in office to enforce that law. And what happens if they fail to do so? Then that's where the people need to come in and enforce the law under judgment so that we might know righteousness and peace. Just wanted to share with you. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GC ccnhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at ccnhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.